Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Monday, March 11th, 2024. Today at 11 a.m., Senator Robert Menendez, sitting senator of New Jersey, will be here in court on the 23rd floor to be arraigned on a superseding indictment involving corruption, alleged corruption, alleged purchase and bribery by Egypt and Qatar to gain favors in the U.S. Senate, but also a number of other charges. One guy has already pled guilty in the case, so we're following it closely. Possibly at 3 o'clock, a hearing in Carroll Trump. That's a trial that we live-tweeted and wrote a book about, Trump Trial 2. There's a $91 million bond, but Judge Kaplan has asked for a response, and then if there's any opposition, a hearing. So it was mentioned by Trump at a rally over the weekend in Rome, Georgia. So we'll see whether that hearing takes place. If it is, we'll be covering it. There are two trials that we're covering in the wake of the Honduras trial, which I'll get to in a moment. One is Lamour Whitehead. This is an Eric Adams-related trial. One of the charges was that he was throwing around the name of Eric Adams to shake down a businessman in the Bronx. Now there's a bid for a mistrial because apparently the jurors were told he's guilty by somebody. We'll have more on that because there's going to be an argument that there should be either a mistrial or the government says there should be a quizzing of the jurors. And there's also a crypto case called Icomtex, Mr. Brand. We're going to be zeroing in on that today. But in last week, big news, Friday, guilty verdict. Juan Orlando Hernandez, former president of Honduras, found guilty of all three charges and facing a sentencing in June of possibly life plus 30 years like his brother got. We wrote the book. It's out already. It came out actually on Friday in English and over the weekend in Spanish. Narcodramas, the same in both languages. And you can get it. You can get it. It's already been purchased. Somebody tweeted a picture of it in Spain, so kind of amazing. But we're also going to be following up on people have raised a number of questions about comparative sentencing and what the U.S. role in all this. So we'll be doing it all. But let me do this all. We've asked the U.N., of course, and they've done nothing. And once, in fact, before being ousted from the U.N. for reporting on Antonio Guterres and his finances, we covered the case of the cocaine in the U.N. mailroom. But en el juicio de Honduras, como se sabe, ya el viernes, culpable, tres veces. Entonces ya el libro está en español, salió por el weekend en español, narcodrama. Ya lo vi en España, alguien ya lo ordenó y hasta está ahí en hard copy, en libro del bolsillo. Pero vamos a seguir en todo acerca de este juicio. Los otros defendientes, el papel de Estados Unidos, todos. Entonces, vamos a seguir pregando. Naciones Unidas no ha contestado nada porque son corruptos. Ok, a continuación, Inner City Press, to continue.